Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Today, classes are canceled at UNC after a student shot and killed a faculty member. We're live with a look at the latest on this investigation and hearing from a student who knew that suspect.
Students who attend Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools will return to the classroom today. Just ahead, how the school system is helping these students cope with yesterday's tragedy.
And just in the last hour, Idalia became a hurricane. It's likely to rapidly intensify and make landfall in Florida tomorrow as a Category 3 storm. I'll show you when we'll start to see the rain and how much.
And people in Florida are getting ready for Idalia. They're no stranger to these storms, and they're preparing for when Idalia makes landfall in their state. And as Elizabeth said, sometime tomorrow morning, we are watching this storm closely. It is rapidly intensifying and could become a major hurricane by the time it hits Florida. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Great to have you along here this morning. North Carolina has resources going to Florida. WRAL has Storm Tracker headed that way. We'll have reports later today. And also Elizabeth Gardner tracking it right from the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now.
And let's take a look at what happened overnight. The storm started to intensify. It now has 75 mile per hour winds. But as it moves into the Gulf of Mexico where the water is very warm, that will allow it to rapidly intensify to a Category 3 storm in a very short amount of time. Right now it's moving north at 14 miles per hour. It's about 370 miles from Tampa. It's likely to make landfall just north of Tampa in the morning tomorrow, sometime around 9, 10, 11 o'clock, with winds of 120 miles per hour. The difference in the new forecast path that came out just about an hour ago is it's a little farther west. So that potentially means that we could see the center of circulation on land still across Georgia and South Carolina. And then it begins to make that right turn and, of course, brushes past Wilmington. We could see 60 mile per hour winds with the system as it comes by, but it does. That's going to be on the coast. But for our area, the rain will be the biggest issue. We could see 2 to 4 inches, some isolated 6-inch totals in some spots. And of course, flooding would be our biggest threat. Likely to begin to see the rain by the mid to late afternoon. There's lunchtime Wednesday. Right after that, we start to see some of those heavy rain bands in our southern counties. And then, of course, we'll watch the center of the storm moving on past. We will see some gusty winds, but heavy rain looks like our biggest threat. We also have Franklin here. As a Category 4 storm, it's going to be brushing past Bermuda in the next 24 hours, and it is bringing high rip current danger to our coast. And these two systems back to back could really tear up parts of the coast of North Carolina. Dual Doppler 5000 radar, after yesterday's rain, everything is nice and quiet. We're looking at cloudy skies there this morning, tower lit up in purple for that 74 degrees currently. Our temperature, we do climb into the upper 80s this afternoon. Lots and lots of moisture in the atmosphere. It's not out of the question for us to see a late afternoon or evening thunderstorm, some heavy rain possible with those. We're going to talk about specific winds and rainfall totals for our area based on Idalia coming up in just a few minutes. Brian.
6:02 right now as we watch traffic, watching a minor crash up on the northwest side of Raleigh at Glenwood Avenue right around Duralee and Millbrook. I'm not seeing any delays showing up on sensors in that area, but look out for some police activity as they work to clear it. Major routes are looking good, and while we're dry right now for the most part, there are some areas, especially on the western side of Harnett County over toward Lee County and Sanford, where we could see some wet roads still this morning, so slow down as you head out.
UNC Chapel Hill is effectively closed today. All classes and campus activities at UNC are canceled. The on-campus shooting yesterday left a faculty member dead and had students sheltering in place for hours. The suspected shooter is in police custody. We're working to confirm the name of the faculty member who was killed in the shooting. Meantime, classes nearby will resume for students in Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools after a lockdown on their first day back at school. WRAL's Laura Levine is on campus at UNC this morning, and still so much uncertainty about what happened and why. Laura.
Jeff, yes, only 1 week after students have returned to campus to start the new semester, classes already canceled, as they want students and the community to process exactly what happened. The loss of life of a faculty member being shot and killed right here behind me. It all took place inside Caudill Labs, where that bullet actually pierced through the window. Take a look here at this video where only our crews obtained the arrest of the suspect, Tai Lei Chi, after an hours-long search and campus lockdown. Today, we are working to learn more about a motive as investigators will continue to question Chi. As we know today, he was a UNC doctoral student. Now, take a look at this chilling video, which shows students jumping from windows, trying to find safety upon first learning of that active shooter on campus. Students were locked in rooms and classrooms on edge, waiting for any updates. We spoke with Aiden Scott, who worked on a project with Chi last year in a machine learning class. He was stunned to see Chi's face on campus alerts and news.
Kind of hard for me to cope with all of this, because I would have never guessed that he would be the kind of person who could possibly be capable of this kind of thing. Every single time that he talked to me, he seemed very nice. Like, one time for the first homework assignment, he was asking me questions about, like, how to do the problems. And I never got any sort of red flag that he could possibly even think to do this kind of thing.
UNC Chapel Hill will open that hotline today at 8 o'clock this morning for parents, students, and really anyone who has more questions about the shooting. As we know, again, still working to find the motive in this case, but we're also working to gather more information about the victim. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Chapel Hill.
This was terrifying for everyone involved. UNC's chancellor spoke at a news conference yesterday, saying he had an opportunity to talk with people in the building in Caudill Labs at the time of the shooting.
Yeah, I had a chance to go over along with the provost and others to talk with the faculty who were there in the building at the time of the shooting and some of the students. And they're certainly traumatized, but I want to commend those who were in the building.
The chancellor also praised the Emergency Operations Center and campus police for the way they managed the active shooter situation.
Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger is also thanking first responders for their work to keep people safe and informed as the active shooter situation played out. In a statement released last night, she said, "We extend our thoughts, prayers, and support to the victims and their families, friends, and colleagues. We know that this will be a difficult time and encourage you to reach out to someone if you need any emotional or mental help."
Support is available today for students in Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. Their first day of class was a scary one when they went under lockdown during the shooting. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is live in Chapel Hill with the priorities for schools there this morning. Kelsey. Renee, parents and families of students who had their first day of school here at Glenwood Elementary are breathing a sigh of relief this morning. Today, students will be able to return to the classroom, and cars were all down this road and wrapped around the parking lot here as parents anxiously waited to pick up their students after hours of lockdown yesterday. Now, Chapel Hill Carrboro City School Superintendent Nia Hamlet sent out a statement explaining that mental health support will be available for students. She says the school system support and wellness team will provide resources to help students have age-appropriate discussions to express their feelings. For many of these students, yesterday was their very first day of school, kindergartners putting on their backpacks for the first time. Students like Cynthia Bullock's granddaughter.
It makes you nervous. It's a little scary and creepy at the same time. You just want to go get your child, and you really can't. You're just helpless, actually.
And moments like this make you want to hold those little ones just a little bit tighter. And parents and school system staff are encouraged to go to the care page on the school district's website to get more information and resources. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Chapel Hill. This story will continue developing throughout the day. We will update you on WRAL.com and on our WRAL News app as new details are released in this investigation.
Another big story we're following, Idalia officially becoming a hurricane just about an hour ago. As the storm is growing stronger, Red Cross is sending a disaster response vehicle from North Carolina to Florida today to help prepare for its arrival. That vehicle is leaving from Charlotte at 8:30 this morning. The agency says it plans to send more volunteers from North Carolina in the days to come. And the WRO Storm Tracker is also on the way to Florida. We have crews on the way to the North Carolina coast as well. You can look for live reports this afternoon. And in less than 10 minutes, Ken Smith will join us with how people in Florida are getting ready for the storm.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, Tampa International Airport is officially closed. The airport closed at midnight last night because of the storm. Now, all commercial flights stopped after midnight, but some private and cargo flights will continue flying this morning. But all air traffic will stop by 7 o'clock this morning, less than an hour from now. They say they're closing early to secure jet bridges, equipment, and aircraft before the storm is expected to hit. They said they will not be offering shelter to anybody there. They say they do expect to reopen on Thursday, but that's going to be dependent on how much damage the airport sees. Big travel impacts there. As you're sending your kids out to catch the school bus, Wake County Schools is working to try to keep drivers on the job. The Wake County Board of Education will consider changes to bus driver incentives today at a work session. That includes giving drivers a fuller paycheck for their first full month of work of the school year. Wake County Public Schools is starting off the school year with 560 drivers. The district needs a total of 882 drivers to provide the best service and cover all routes. The board plans to vote on these new incentives at their meeting next week. NC State students are looking over their shoulders after two sex crimes reported on campus in just a day. The suspects campus police are trying to find this morning.
Also coming up, some nervous residents along Florida's Gulf Coast. Sandbags, you might imagine, a must get. We'll take a look at some of the other ways residents are preparing and getting ready for this powerful storm. And Elizabeth, around here, we could feel the effects as well.
And rain's going to be our biggest impact. We take a look at our flooding potential. Most of the viewing under a medium risk, but along the coast, it's a high risk. I'll show you how much rain we'll see here and when it will start. It is 6:13. We're starting off with gray skies out there, but a very warm temperature, mid-70s across our area. You might run into a little bit of drizzle. We have some low cloud cover and the potential for some fog in some spots. Of course, we did have some rain yesterday, and so just a lot of lingering moisture from that. So it's a warm start out there this morning. We're going to see another hot afternoon as the kids are heading onto the school bus. They don't necessarily need a raincoat, and our chances for rain mid to late afternoon are pretty minimal. There could be some of that a bit later on this evening, but we wouldn't have a lot of coverage today. Looking at a pretty toasty afternoon at 89 degrees. If you're about to head out the door to walk the dogs again, it feels pretty sticky out there, and you might run into just a little bit of drizzle or a little patchy fog. We are looking at some cooler temperatures as we start to see some rain from Adalia. I'll show you the timeline coming up. Brian?
6:14 as we check traffic. Still watching this crash up on the northwest side of Raleigh at Glenwood Avenue right around Durley and Millbrook Road. It looks like a minor crash, not seeing any problems on the sensors in that area, but still you could see some police activity on the side of the road there, so a heads up. Elsewhere around Wake County, we're looking good. In Durham County, not seeing any big problems. Take you out to that live camera at I-40 at Harrison Avenue in Cary. Traffic is building. The headlights you see there are westbound. No delays from Wade Avenue heading out to the airport exits. Also looking good out of North Raleigh on 540 westbound toward RDU and 40 eastbound from Chapel Hill and South Durham. All clear, Renee.
Brian, thanks. Back to the UNC campus shooting. So many students have a lot to process in the days and weeks ahead. WREL spoke with the mental health counselor about what they may be experiencing. These students might not open up immediately, but the key is the follow-up and making sure they know that you are ready to talk when they are. Dr. Mary Hinson says it's about building a culture that normalizes talking about feelings and struggles.
We do want to make sure that we encourage them to say something. Then when they do say something, for us to listen and get support for them as well. And then for them to create a culture within your house, within your community, within your schools, to know if something seems off. If something seems off with someone, again, for them to say something.
Hinson also encourages parents and guardians to be bold about sharing your feelings with your kids to normalize that kind of discussion.
Two of the top tech giants will soon talk with lawmakers about artificial intelligence as senators begin to draft legislation to regulate the industry. Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, and other tech leaders will meet next month for the first in a series of policy forums. Representatives from advocacy, civil rights, worker and creative groups are also expected to attend it. People along Florida's Gulf Coast will be busy all day preparing for Hurricane Idalia. The storm is expected to create life-threatening storm surges, flooding, and heavy rainfall. WRIO's Ken Smith is here now with new video of what those people there are doing to get ready, Ken.
You know, Jeff, around here, we are very familiar with what people along Florida's Gulf Coast are going through this morning because of the number of storms we've experienced over the years. Take a look at this new video into our newsroom overnight. People are stocking up on essentials like bottled water. You can see some store shelves are empty this morning. Also, some stores are limiting the amount of bottled water residents can purchase at a time. Water is usually in short supply when a storm like Idalia approaches. Of course, Florida leaders are issuing emergency alerts, urging people to stock up on supplies and get to safety. Residents will likely spend most of today buying other items like non-perishable food, batteries, flashlights, and lots of plywood to board up their windows. I-named storms tend to make people in Florida very nervous. Just last year, Hurricane Ian caused catastrophic damage in Fort Myers. If we cannot forget that damage along Florida's southwest coast.
Yes, Irene, I mean, those I-names become deadly. Yeah. So hopefully we don't get that situation. We're sending resources as a state to Florida. We know what's going on. We also have a WRL storm tracker on the way. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now with this track of this storm headed towards the Florida coast.
Just over an hour ago, the National Hurricane Center named this a hurricane. So it's now Hurricane Idalia, moving north at 14 miles per hour, winds at 75 as it moves through the Gulf of Mexico over this very warm water. The water temperatures are in the upper 80s. It's going to have a lot of energy and be able to become a Category 3 hurricane before it makes landfall. You can see the hurricane warnings in place here along the coast of Florida. Also notice we have tropical storm watches in place across parts of Georgia and South Carolina. It's certainly a possibility that we would end up with a tropical storm watch on our coast as well sometime in the next 6 to 12 hours. Storm surge threat is going to be huge for folks in Florida. Here in the red, this is where we could see up to 12 feet of storm surge. We're looking at 6 to 9 feet there in the orange shaded areas and over 3 feet there in yellow, a little bit farther to the south. But again, we take a look at the coast of Georgia and South Carolina, and it's up to a 3-foot storm surge potentially here as well. Possibly that we will see that around our coastline as well. Let's talk about wind gusts as well. Looking, of course, at winds, Category 3, making landfall easily 120 mile per hour winds. We'll likely have winds up to 60 miles per hour along our coast, and that's likely to start late tomorrow night into the first half of the day on Thursday. Here's a look at some of the local winds that we might see. We'll move it ahead and pause it to about 6 p.m. on Thursday. But again, earlier in the morning, strong as 35 mile per hour winds with some isolated 40 mile per hour gusts down around Fayetteville and up to 50 to possibly some 60 mile per hour gusts off the coast. Looking at Hurricane Franklin, of course, that is a major hurricane as well. It's going to push past Bermuda, which is right here. That's going to cause rip current danger along our coast. And then, of course, we add Idalia to that. We're going to see that lingering for quite some time. So here's a look at Franklin, and you can see the wave heights are likely to be 5 to 7 feet along the Outer Banks. But then here comes Idalia, and those wave heights continue to be high. This is going to be Friday morning at 6 p.m., but the storm is likely to linger off our coast. That's going to cause a lot of erosion to our beaches and high rip current danger well into, say, early next week. For us today, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies, a small chance of a thunderstorm late today, 89 degrees. And then, of course, we'll start to see the rain midday into the mid-afternoon for Wednesday. Coming up at 6:45, I'm going to go through the details of how much rain we may see and when that arrives. Of course, Thursday, late Wednesday and Thursday look very wet. Right now, the weekend is looking dry and hot, Brian.
It is 6:20 right now, and I'm noticing some delays on the westbound side of the Clayton Bypass approaching the I-40 interchange. Looks like that may be some construction. Not seeing any calls from 911 out there, so we'll watch that, let you know how it's developing. Just a heads up coming in westbound on the Clayton Bypass. A little bit of a backup approaching I-40. Also, a minor crash reported this morning on Glenwood Avenue near Millbrook Road. road. Just looked at some really high resolution sensor data, and we're not picking up any delays in that area. This likely has been moved into a parking lot by this point. Just a heads up, you could see some flashing lights. Want to head out to Durham, take a look at those major approaches into the Bull City right now, and we're not picking up any significant delays. I-40, I-85, both looking good in both directions.
Thanks, Brian. More kids could be walking to school in Wake County this year. The rule change school leaders are considering that could lead to busier mornings at the crosswalk.
And we now know when former President Donald Trump will be on trial in Georgia. The changes he'll need to make to his schedule during an important time on the campaign trail.
And buses are starting to roll this morning thanks to drivers like D'Angela Taylor with Orange County Schools. She's been driving for 10 years now and says delivering our most precious cargo is her calling and passion. Thank you, D'Angela, for greeting kids with your bright smile.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Eminem is reminding everyone there's only one real Slim Shady, even on the campaign trail.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy is now facing a cease and desist order from Eminem. The candidate went viral recently for, there he is, rapping along to Lose Yourself at the Iowa State Fair. His campaign said that he will comply with a request not to play or rap the song at his event.
You hear a little bit of that. This, of course, is not the first time presidential candidates have heard from artists who say, stop using our songs on the campaign trail. Neil Young told Donald Trump to not use his song there when he announced his candidacy for president. And then in 2000, George W. Bush was asked to stop playing Tom Petty's song, I Won't Back Down.
Mm-hmm. But seeing somebody rapping, that's a first, I would say.
Something new.
They call him Debeck.
Yeah.
That's true.
How about that? One of Chicago's most famous sports fans isn't letting age slow her down. Sister Jean threw out the first pitch at last night's Chicago Cubs game at Wrigley Field. She turned 104 last week.
Look at her give this the underhand toss right there. She's winding up and away she goes. This is not the first time she's done that. I think it's about the third time she's thrown out the first pitch at the Cubs game. If I have to remind you, now this is the chaplain for the Loyola Chicago men's basketball team. Rose to fame in 2018 when her basketball squad made it to the Final Four in improbable fashion. She's been just living the limelight ever since.
She's a good luck charm and just a gem.
Yeah.
She could not be more adorable.
104. Brian, thanks. It's a big day in sports tomorrow as well. Coach K, Johnny Dawkins, Tyler Hansbrough, all being inducted into the National Collegiate Basketball Hall of Fame. It's happening in Chicago, and WRO's Pat Welter will be there with live coverage for us.
And the rain from Idalia arrives here around midday, mid-afternoon tomorrow. We're looking at least a medium flood risk in our southern counties. I'll show you how much rain you'll see where you are and when it starts.
Today, classes are canceled at UNC Chapel Hill after a student shot and killed a faculty member. We're live on campus with a look at the latest on this investigation and hearing from a student who knew the suspect.
Students who attend Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools will return to the classroom today. Just ahead, how the school system is working to help students cope with yesterday's UNC campus shooting.